This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, James here. If you're here waiting for the next episode, then I'm afraid you have an extra week to wait. Combination of jet lag and life just getting in the way means that I haven't been able to get the episode out on time. Which is a little ironic, as today I wanted to get a little bit real and talk to you about where the show is, why I haven't been quite on my game recently, and some improvements that I'm going to be making going forward. It's likely that you won't really notice most of these changes, so if this doesn't interest you, then please do feel free to press pause and go listen to something else. For those of you that are left, I'm stealing this idea for the State of the Podcast address from my fellow history podcaster Zach Twomley, and I'm going to start with a mea culpa. I've not really been on my game recently. Now, there have been some reasons for this, some good, some bad. You may well remember that the last 6 months or so have been really difficult and really hectic. For a start, I changed jobs, which meant a move back to London. This is a much longer commute, which cut and indeed still cuts into my writing and research time. It also meant that my other half and I needed to find a place to live. We're currently staying with family, but we've been looking for a place to buy of our own. And any of you who have tried to buy a house in London know that that's like holidaying in the fourth circle of hell. Suffice it to say that it takes up a bunch of time and it's still going on. And then add into that a dollop of death in the family and some other bad stuff that I won't go into. It has all led us to this point. To quote something that I used to say to my parents when I did something wrong, these aren't excuses really, but they are reasons why I have been dropping the ball. Now, I don't think this has really adversely affected the quality of the episodes themselves. At least I hope not. I've managed to get them out on time, this time excepted, and I've been happy with how they've turned out. But in literally everything else about the podcast, it has suffered. The website wasn't updated for months, neither were the other socials. I've not been engaging with you listeners nearly enough, especially not my amazing patrons. And I just used the word socials unironically, which, quite frankly, is unforgivable. For a little while, this was perhaps understandable, but recently I think it's become a bit of a crutch, and that has to change. So the first thing that I want to say is that I am not planning on reducing the episodes further. They will still come out every fortnight in the same way at the same time, and will be unchanged in terms of their content and format. We will continue with the story of Princess Alice, and after that we'll move on to her sister Princess Beatrice, and so on. But some bits around the side will change. I'm writing this from a gate at Seattle Tacoma Airport, where I have just been attending PodCon, an amazing weekend spent around fellow podcasters and industry experts. While there, I filled my little black notebook with a ton of notes from what people that I have heard and spoken to have said. These are all mostly fairly small things and will be introduced gradually. For example, I think the way I do my introductions and ends the episodes might change a bit. And I'm considering moving the mid-roll advert to a bit later in the episode, so nothing major there. But mostly, I want to do a little more. The website needs to be updated and used more. I need to be talking to you more often on the show's channels. At the very least, I need to be posting new episodes on them, as well as to your podcast feeds. And I've already got started on that. Those of you who follow the Facebook page got a little spammed last night with new post notifications. I also want to bring back the other kinds of episodes, the chat and supplemental episodes that I used to do on the Queens of England podcast. I want to share book recommendations and let you know what books I've been using to research the episodes. I also want to put transcripts up on the website too, so you can read what I say as well as hear it. The way I see it, you and I have engaged in something of a social contract, and while you've been holding up your end by continuing to listen and being straight up amazing, I've been slacking at mine. And that is the main way that things are going to change. Finally, if there's one thing that I learned at PodCon, it's that we podcasters have got to stick together. I know that I got a ton of listeners from guest appearances that I made on other podcasts, such as The History of England or On the Tudor Summit, and I know that, amongst my listeners, there must be some fellow podcasters out there. Or maybe you run an Etsy store or a bookstore. Do you make things or write things? Whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you, and maybe we could do some sort of a collaboration. My email, if you're interested, is theotherhalfpodcast@gmail.com. So, in summary, the state of this podcast is still strong, but it could be so much stronger. It can be better. It can be more. And that's what I'm pledging to do from now on. And with that, I shall conclude this message and let you all get on with your lives. Next week, we will return to our regularly scheduled programming and continue to tell the story of Princess Alice. Thank you all for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.